Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Polished Woman, only on LA Talk Radio.
The Polished Woman.
And now your host, Jessica R. Vunovic. Hey, Jess.
Hey, Max. Happy Monday. Do you like my hair, my Nicole Kidman?
I love your hair. You're so the undoing.
I know, right? I'm going to film after this one. Happy Thanksgiving, Max. Oh, my. I can't believe this is our fourth or third Thanksgiving episode.
Third.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
Isn't that crazy?
It's amazing. Oh, and, you know, this year we had to do something different because the studio is closed. So
yes,
we're doing it virtual and you're changing it up. Instead of having your family, who
yes,
you've been with for the last 9 months.
9 months.
You're giving your friends an opportunity to celebrate with them. So
yes,
it's going to be a fun show.
You know, we hardly see our friends. I've never seen you. I've never been with you for like a while.
I miss you so much.
I miss you so much. So this is like the time. This is how we can actually show everyone how to celebrate Friendsgiving, because as of today?
No, Wednesday. Yeah. Wednesday.
Oh, Wednesday.
So this just came out in LA as of Wednesday night, 10 p.m.
Yes.
All restaurants, wineries, bars are closed. They're all going to be doing takeout and delivery only for the next 3 weeks.
I know, 3 weeks. Again,
that's okay. You know what? Here's the thing. This is just for now, you know, and that's what we have to remind ourselves. This is right now.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you're bored, you can always go to the Polished Woman and you can always go to the show. You can message her. Jess wants your messages. We read them every day.
Yes, we read them every day. And I answer back. I return your emails and everything directly from me. And of course, don't forget to follow me on Wake Up and Pray. You know, we're going to be quarantined again. You know, we need support, prayers, and just, you know, hope. So come and follow me.
So it's at Wake Up and Pray with Jess.
Yes, Wake Up and Pray with Jess.
On Instagram.
But
Jess, before we get your friends on, we have your friends here today.
Yes.
What are you doing with your family?
Well, you know what? It's going to be simple. It's just really our family. No, you know, normally we invite other people, but today it's just our family with my in-laws. So it's just that's it.
Intimate.
Simple. Yeah, intimate. And I want everyone to be in our pajamas and just be very comfortable and eat, you know, and eat all the turkey that they can eat.
But
you know, and just be really grateful.
Yeah. Well, what are some things we're going to talk about them in the show, but I know you're grateful for so many things this year.
Oh, gosh.
You know,
Yeah.
So one thing that I'm super grateful for is that we have won so many awards this year for The Polished Woman. And the reason why I'm grateful for that, from a W3 to a Davy to a communicator, you know, I'm just so grateful because it goes to show our listeners, our viewers, our lovers, our haters, that you are doing your purpose and that the industry sees you, hears you, and validates you, that says, Jess, you matter. Your shows matter. And so I'm grateful for that. So really, I'm grateful for
I'm super grateful.
Wins.
No, I'm super, super grateful for, you know, for our show, for LA Talk Radio. Thank you so much for you. Oh, my gosh, for pushing to really do this and finding my purpose after my father passed away. And of course, for my whole family, you know, just being there for me and understanding that I'm so busy sometimes filming and doing all this social media. My husband, I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. You know, like sometimes the whole day, all I do is just film. So, you know, thank you so much. I'm grateful for God, of course, for giving this opportunity to just, you know, to be able to use my purpose here and, you know, inspire everyone. And I hope that each episode does really inspire, you know, everyone that watched us, because that's what, you know, I want you to take home from our show, and something like an encouragement and motivation for, okay, each episode is like different, you know, loving mm-hmm. yourself, you know, having peace. And now this thing that my friends and I will share is, you know, we all went through trials.
So much. But so before much. We get into all those trials, one thing I have to let everyone know is that forward to, we're doing it again this year. Jess's favorite things, 2020. Do you have your list ready?
I have a lot.
Oh my God.
Oh my gosh. All right. I'm gonna be so happy to share that.
Everyone has to stay tuned to The Polished Woman every Monday on LA Talk Radio and on all podcast platforms.
Yes.
Facebook Live and Polished Woman Live, because you are doing your favorite things 2020. I think not next week, the following week, right?
Two weeks. And December, Max. I actually haven't talked to you about this, but the month of December, we will have inspirational women who became us.
Amazing.
Everything that they did, their businesses, how they started from zero.
Yeah.
Now being successful. So this is the whole month of December. I want everyone to get inspired. So the 2021 is a new year. You know, 2021 is a new year. You know, I want everyone to be, you know, inspired and do something great for 2021.
Absolutely. You know, you said you're doing the Nicole Kidman hair, but you're giving me a lot of what's her name? Erin Brockovich.
Really?
Yes, Pretty Woman. Yeah. And you know what I love about your shot right now is that you have that chandelier is giving you like a total like Regina, like the queen halo. You have like the queen halo above your head. So Jess, get into the show. Have a great show. Thank you all for tuning in. We have a fun show for you planned today with Jessica R. Bunavage, The Polished Woman.
Thank you, Max. Okay, I want to open with a beautiful quote from Marianne Williamson. Gratitude is an opener of locked up blessings. Isn't it? Very different this year. For sure, just like us. It may be smaller, or maybe, you know, spent away from loved ones, and some people may even be spending it alone. Isn't it so sad that some of you will spend, you know, maybe not, maybe you all actually like it. And like many things that have happened this year, it's not a change that people are making by choice. Faced with things like this, it's easy to become frustrated or angry, or to wonder if or when things will ever go back to what we knew as normal before. All of those thoughts are valid, and they're a part of conversations and that we should be having. But today, I don't want to focus on the negative. No negative. Instead, I want to think about the things I can be thankful for and, you know, how we found peace. Okay, so I want to bring in my friends. My beautiful friends, thank you. My beautiful friends, Melissa Krupa, Raylan Augie, and Lindsay Laitlet. Did I pronounce that right?
You call me whatever you want to call me, girl. It's okay.
These are all my beautiful friends inside and out. Right?
Oh, so nice. Thanks,
okay. Happy Thanksgiving, girls.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Okay, so I invited you guys here because, you know, we all have been through, you know, the deepest, what do you call that, trials in our lives and just the painful experiences. And then we actually knew each other before, but then now we got really closer because we actually found peace, like a different kind of peace. It's peace that money cannot buy. It's peace that a Chanel bag cannot make you happy, or a Christian Louboutin shoes. It's something that is just, you know, from God, right? From our faith that we actually have realized this whole COVID taught us how to be closer to God. Lindsay, of course, on the other hand, has already been, you know, she's a a daughter of a pastor, so she's been there, but I'm just so glad to be able to know that from her and really get to know her slowly. I love her. I love you guys so much. So tell me your story. Can you share? Because this is like, I want this to be an inspiration, and I want women to be motivated that this whole 2020 is a really, you know, for me, I will share later, it's a really bad year, but for some reason, that bad things that happened in 2020 made me get closer to God and really bonded with my family and bonded with my husband. So who wants to start?
Go ahead, Lindsay.
Okay. Okay, Lindsay.
Okay, so I think just like everybody else at the beginning of this whole, you know, shutdown,
yeah,
it was like, well, okay, we have a couple weeks and we're just going to go ahead and, you know, just sit around, not do anything, maybe have those daytime cocktails, like, yeah, and look at it like a vacation, look at it as like a time where we're like, whatever, I'm just going to not take care of myself because everything sucks and fine, like, it'll be over soon. And then weeks went by and weeks went by and weeks went by and we're like, okay, this is sticking around for a while. So yeah, I just had to totally have to have a mind shift for myself and refocus on my health, refocus on my kids, mm-hmm, my, you know, my husband, the house, like, yeah, all sorts of just mind shifting so that I no longer felt like, oh, this is happening to me. Cause we all kind of felt that it's really easy, yeah, to be like, it sucks for me, my life sucks, but instead to focus on, I have an amazing home. I have a, yes, family. We have toilet paper, right? Whoever thought we'd have to be so grateful for that. But yeah, like, you know, look at the world around you. And now instead of going, oh gosh, how can I take out of this? You know, it's a matter of, what can I impart into the world right now, yes, and just make a difference while we can? And so it's just that mind shift and being good about reading the Bible and having devotional books. I went back to my 5:30 in the morning devotional, and then nice, I run out of the day, and just taking care of myself and my kids made me get out of that whole mind funk that I was in. And I feel like be able to be a thriving member of society again, and all the, yeah, just, I mean, this world is so ugly at times, and kind of, yeah, right now, 2020 has been a pretty ugly time, I think, on Facebook and just in our society as a whole. Yeah, it's like, what kind of love can I put back out into the world, and how, yes, can I tangibly love, yes, other people and show God's, yeah, love for them? So that's been my, yeah, my 2020 transformation.
Yes, so good. How about you, Mel?
Wow. Oh gosh. Yeah, I think 2020 has been interesting. I think, like Lindsay said, it's like we all went into this total new space of lockdown and, uh-huh, kind of an unexpected unknown. We didn't really know what was going to happen.
Yeah.
And I think what it brought for me is really showing a lot of perspective in life of what's important, and trusting, kind of getting back to my faith and trusting, mm-hmm, in God that, you know, he already knows where we're going, and, yeah, and not to spend my days worrying. I think it's, yes, really easy to get caught up worrying about everything. Yeah. I think this time has brought a lot of shift for me. My husband and I are going through a separation. Yeah. And I don't think I would be getting through it quite so gracefully as I am now,
yeah,
if I didn't have my spiritual side and my faith. Yeah. So I think out of all of 2020, I really look at those moments of like reflection of what I have in my life instead, mm-hmm, of what I don't have. And if we really, yes, get down to the basics, like we don't need much. We don't, mm-hmm, need much as like human beings. We need love. We need God's love. We need to, you know, very little to survive. It, yeah, like you said, Jess, it's not, happiness doesn't come from a Chanel bag. It doesn't come, those things are great and obviously, yeah, really fun to have. But for me, this has been a time of shedding layers and like, mm-hmm, really finding purpose and meaning in my life. Yeah. And I'm grateful for Jess and helping also along on that faith journey, and these girls,
yeah,
just have been great friends through all of this. And yeah, that's so that's so kind good. Of where I am today. And I'm really grateful for where I am. And Jess talked about finding that inner peace. And, mm-hmm, you know, even through the darkest of times, I think sometimes we go through those moments to really understand,
okay,
how to have grace and compassion for not only ourselves, but for other people. And, yeah, you know, if we can find the silver lining, I think it's usually there. So
yeah, it's going to be, I'm going to ask you about that later. Raylan, how about you?
I don't even know where to start, Jess. I think the main thing is that I'm really trying to focus on control. Well, just only, I can only control the things I can control, and just like Lindsay and Melissa have said, I put a lot of faith in God's hands and just really try to be present and go through this entire time and work on the light in my heart. I think Chris Pratt said that in an interview, but I think that that's true, that all we can do is keep trying to work on the light in our own hearts and try, you know, to love those around us. Because I mean, I fail miserably every day. And I think just getting back up and focusing on what we can control.
Max is asking, he wants me to ask you guys, how did you all find, you know, what is like that inner peace that you have? What does it mean to you? I start with Lindsay.
I don't call it inner peace or believe in my own inner peace, because I feel like peace comes from God. Mm-hmm. So when we're constantly trying to say, I have to find myself and find myself, it's very introspective, which is another way of just being more selfish than I think that we already are. But instead of saying, find myself in God, find my purpose in God, find inner peace in God, because he's the only one that can give peace. So I think that is really even has been my own kind of struggle in the past, and finding that balance of, it's not however many self-help books that I can read that I feel like are really good, because that's just making me more selfish, but it's really finding who I am in Christ. And in that is the peace that comes knowing him.
Yeah, that's true. How about you, Ray?
I actually have to say, like the most joy and peace I found is through the Bible study that I've done with you guys.
Isn't it so fun?
Yeah, it truly, I mean, just some of the messages and believing that we're all masterpieces.
Yeah.
We're works of art, and we're going to keep molded. And I think that that's just given me so much hope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so true. How about you, Mel?
I think a lot of it comes with like letting go of our own control.
Yes.
You find inner peace when you kind of like, you know, and it's a struggle. It doesn't come easily, but letting go and relinquishing control over our lives, that like we can't control everything. And if we, you know, give that up to God, then that's kind of how you find peace. You just, it's a trust so deep that you know that things are going to be taken care of and everything's going to be okay.
Yeah.
And that not what you maybe thought was the way is not always the way. So it's kind of, you know, letting go of those inner control leashes and really letting God like take the wheel.
Yeah.
Like Carrie Underwood says, like that song, Jesus Take the Wheel. I really feel like that's kind of like, it's a really good metaphor for like letting him drive the ship of our lives. And that's where I find peace, is knowing that in all this craziness and all the trials, and sometimes I think I'm in such a dark space, I know that I can trust that I have that peace from God.
Oh my gosh, that's so nice. Isn't it crazy that how we actually learned about this? The other day I was browsing on my Instagram, and I just saw it says there, know God, which is N-O, know God, know peace. So N-O. And then all of a sudden it's K-N-O-W, know God, and then K-N-O-W, know peace. You know what I mean? So if you really have God in your life, you'll have peace. And there was a time in my life too, and I just want to share this to all those women out there. Ladies, if you're listening, there was like, this year was a really bad, bad year for all of us and for my family especially. And it was like, I think it was made us go, you know, and have this and start this whole Bible study, thankfully, to our pastor, Joby and Cindy from CCF. And they're from the Philippines. They come, you know, they teach us through Zoom. And because of that, it really made me realize, okay, one day I was crying and I'm like, oh my gosh, okay, God, you gave this to me. You said you're going to give me that, you know, you won't give me anything that you will, you know, that I won't be able to, you know, solve and handle. So I just lift it up to you. Like literally, like, this is your problem. This is not my problem. And then I was like so happy. I started being happy. And of course it didn't, you know, you don't get the answer right away. It's not like, oh, all of a sudden the next day you get the answer. It takes a while and it takes a while. But then after a while, I think my 2021 will be a good year. Yeah. It's the battle is not ours, right? What, Ray?
No, I was going to say, I think like what you're saying, it's just using all those obstacles as opportunities.
Yes, that's so true. I think this is my question. Why do we have to wait, you know, that something painful in our lives to happen before, you know, before we actually go and find God, like before we shine? Lindsay, what do you think?
I mean, we get so caught up in just, I think, just the status quo, and you know, you don't realize it. Well, it's like Melissa said, taking this year to really shed layers and you know, focus back on your inner circle, and then going out from that, what you have left you can give to the next circle, what you have left you can give to the next, and if you have nothing else after that, that's not the people you're supposed to be dripping on at the moment, you know. But it's refocusing on cutting out the noise and just back to what is important. And I think that without something like this, like the world shutting down or being forced to not have sports for the kids or whatever it is that we just fill our lives with, just noise, that, you know, I don't know. Maybe it's human nature that we just do. We just get busy and we just don't focus on, I don't know, that balance. So often it's easy to get thrown off balance. So it's just, yeah, this year has really, I think, put everybody back on point one way or another.
No, that's so true. Yeah. In the Philippines, people are dying and getting sick because of the flood. It's like crazy. And now here we worry about hear me worry about not going to dinner, right? I mean, hello, ladies. There's like not just in the Philippines, I'm sure in other countries as well. It's like, you know, this is like a big, there's so many news happening, bad news happening. How about you, Ray? Hello?
Yes. Hey, sorry. I'm here. So, what were you asking, Jess?
What was that? why do we have to experience struggle before, you know, before victory?
I don't know, but we always come out stronger when we do that. When we go through the, you know, when we, whatever we experience, we come out stronger.
Yeah.
And I mean, I have to share personally, we started our divorce with lawyers and everything, and then the lockdown happened and everything happened. So here my kids were experiencing, you know, their schools closing and all these things, and their parents are going through a divorce. Mm-hmm. So it really made me focus on, okay, how can I be the best mom I can be and give my kids like the best case divorce? Because we were going through this COVID, no COVID. And so it's just really made me focus on being good to their father and being the best I can be for them. And, you know, they're amazing. They're just, I can't believe how resilient kids are.
Yeah. Melissa and Raylene, you're going through, this tough times between, you know, your family and your divorce. What advice can you give these women who are going through this, like this holiday season, like, for you, Ray, for you, you're already, you know, you went, you know, you're already in divorce, but Melissa, you're just going through this. Like, what would you advise them? Do you advise them, hey, wait for a little while, or, you know, what is it?
Okay, well, three things that my boy's father and I agreed to were these divorce vows, and I write about them in my book coming out. But the one thing was to be 100% happy for each other. And then also celebrate what we have, our children. So still put them first through all the holidays. And the third thing was to take 100% ownership in our part of the break. So and just keep working on, you know, what we can do better, and just to not blame the other one for everything that happened. Mm-hmm. So So those were kind of three things that I think we both have focused on. And I feel really grateful that we've been able to, you know, navigate this the best we can as parents.
Yeah. How about you, Mel?
Yeah, I actually think, you know, opening up more to people being vulnerable can't carry this on your own. And there's a lot more people going through similar situations. So like Raylan actually has been a really huge help to me in my journey going through this, because it's not easy. And I think, you know, both Raylan and I, we, you know, we tried and we fought for our marriages as long as possible. But at some point, you know, your happiness, your kids' happiness, and your family has to come first. And I like what Raylan said about the, like, the divorce vows and just giving yourself grace. It's like, you, it's a tough time. It's a roller coaster. Lean on people when you need their support. Don't go through it by yourself. Give yourself grace to, it's going to be hard. There's going to be hard days. It's like a wave, you know, sometimes it's easy. There's lulls between the wave when you feel at peace. Then there is something that comes up that really, you know, is emotional. So I think allowing yourself space to feel all those emotions through what you're going through. And I think that can apply to not just like divorce or separation. Yeah. It can apply to a lot of things in life, because, you know, we can't carry all those emotions inside. We have to share them. So I think being vulnerable and helping one another is the best advice I can give to people. Don't hold it in.
Yeah. That's so
fix it. Try to fix it before it's broken, you know, and then get advice from your friends, because I think the more I open up and share about my story, the more I hear from other women that may be going through similar stories. So we can help each other instead of judging and passing blame, and just be there to support and uplift.
That's so true. Can I just say, Max, these two girls, Melissa and Ray, they went, you know, they're going through this divorce and everything, but they fought for years. They really fought for years for their marriage, you know, and I've seen both of them like really struggle, and, you know, they did it for love. They did it for their kids, and, you know, but with Mel, I think I'm still not giving up.
I'm not giving up on you either.
That's what Raylan and I said. We're not giving up on Mel.
Well, you know what? You never know what the future brings. And I just hope, I hope for out of all of it, you know, I truly love, you know, Carrie. Yeah. I hope that we both find happiness, whether it's together or it's apart. So,
yeah, that's so true.
You know, one thing that Mel said that is so important, I think, is in this world where social media is so fake so much of the time, and, you know, everybody's lives are picture perfect, but you realize it's not a picture perfect world. So to be able to be authentic is so key to helping other people, like you said, who are going through it, who maybe have gone through it and now have words of wisdom for you, or who are at the beginning of it and can feel strength and courage from your story. So it's so important. And like Pastor Joby says, you know, God's the artist and we are his masterpiece, but that's refined over and over and over. We start from a block of marble and we're not something beautiful yet. You look at diamonds come from coal, you know, but it's that adversity and coming out the other side that you get polished and refined. And so we're always on a journey, I think, for
refinement. Oh my gosh. But how about you, Lindsay? I mean, I know that, you know, that whole thing about their marriages, you and I have a different situation. It's more of like the, you know, the friendship, that separation from friendship, that was really hard for you, right?
Yes. I would say I've been through the ringer in my own life, just like all of us have. But after, you know, when you're in the middle of it, that's all you see. You're like a horse with blinders on, and all you see is just the junk that you're dealing with. But coming out the other side, you know, you realize that it's for a purpose. The things that we go through is for a purpose. I mean, being a wife, a friend, a Christian, like whatever it is, there's always a target on your back, because, you know, the devil doesn't want you to be happy. Whether you believe in him or not, he wants you to be miserable. And so the more good you're doing, it's just true. It's like the more good that you're doing, the harder hit you get with the bad stuff. So being able to understand that and come through that and lean on women who uplift you and who are not afraid to also speak truth to your encouragement. It's important to have people that you trust and who have your best interest at heart.
No, that's so true. This is like, this group really made me open up everything, you know, just being vulnerable to you guys. It's just amazing to have you guys. So, but, you know, ladies, not just because we're only like, you know, we're very Christian, we're very, you know, we're very religious that we don't have, you know, that we don't, what do you call this, that we don't have fun. We do, we drink, we have fun. We dance, but we don't drink too much. No. We drink like this. But we eat dessert every party. Okay, so let's talk about Friendsgiving. What does it mean for you, and how are you going to celebrate Friendsgiving? And tips, you know, for all women out there. Let's start with you, Mel.
Oh, you know what? I think, well, first of all, it's amazing the technology we have these days. So I think Zoom is like a great place. There's so many apps that you can like jump on and reconnect with your friends. Even through this like COVID, I've had reconnected with some of my college like dance friends, and we've had like, we'll have a happy hour together, and where we wouldn't have done it, you know, pre-COVID, just didn't connect. So I think just jumping on and utilizing some of these social meeting spaces is really great, because we can talk, we can have fun, we can be safely distanced. But I also think it's important in person as well as non-in person. We need human connection. So, you know, keep your group small where you can, but then also, you know, I think it's use your judgment and celebrate each other. I think being thankful for each other, that we have these friends in our lives is
important. I know. Yeah. This is so important.
What will we do without each other, you know?
Right? I know. Can we still do Bible study, Ray? Can we still do Bible study? How about you, Ray?
I think I cut out. Am I in?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
you're here.
Okay. I really need that human connection, and I know my children do too. So we'll be with family. And Melissa said, we'll use, you know, we use our judgment, you know. If somebody's super, super sick, you know, they know how to handle themselves and what to do, or you know, so, but yeah, my kids really need connection, and so do we, all of us. So we will be with my family, and I can't wait for that.
Nice. How about you, Lindsay?
Well, I'm going to be the rebel here and say that I'm sorry. I believe 100% in your immune system and in your judgment. Just like any sickness, if you're sick, stay home. Don't be selfish. But for the rest of everybody, we're humans. Need interaction. We need community. We are built for community. We are not solitary creatures. And the rise in depression and suicides and those have gone through the roof. And it's so important, I think, to just mention that instead of people being, and look, I'm not trying to be rash here either. Like, you use your judgment, but it's more important to me to have emotional health and focus on my immune system than it is to stay away from people because I could get sick, because I have trust in my immune system. And I think that it's just more important to mentally and emotionally be healthy as well. So, I love being with people.
I agree with you, Lindsay.
Yeah. Okay. Now, how do you express Thanksgiving, you know, to your friends moving forward in your friendships? Moving forward.
I'll jump in. I think taking time for your friends and finding space, that's how you, you know, make time for them. I think always having time for your friends and helping be there for them is the number one thing you can do to support your friends.
Okay. How about Lindsay?
Absolutely. I feel like I'm pretty good about just sending little notes out to people, whether it's an actual like real card in the mailbox, which we have mailboxes, right? Do you remember those? But or just like just a text message just to let people know you're thinking about them right exactly when you're thinking about them. It's so nice for someone just to say, hey girl, I love you. Have a great day. Like that stuff's forgotten often. I think it's really important.
That's so good. How about you, Ray?
I'll just try to message my friends, send phone calls, and some I'll end up seeing secretly.
And the secret is out, Ray.
You know what, Jess? Some friends are like family to me, and we've been around each other from the beginning, you know?
Yeah, I know. And, you know what's crazy that we have Bible study and that people are so scared to like be with together, but we're like, okay, it's okay. Like every week we get together, but but we're okay. We are just, for me, you know, moving forward to friendship, I really want to be like there for them. And you know, like how before we don't really call each other, we just, hey, text. Well, but now I really want to be there and talk. I think talking on the phone conversation is so important.
Yeah.
I know. Raylene, remember when you told me, it's like, Jess, you're the only one that I know, a few people that I know that still calls. Remember when I called you one time?
Paragraphs and then you call me.
Yeah, she was like, you call? Okay, now, my God, this is like, we're already done? Are we? Oh my gosh. Just one more. What is one thing that you are thankful for this year? Okay, let's start with Melissa again.
Oh gosh, it's hard to pick one thing, but I think the one thing I'm thankful for is my closeness to God and my faith. And in that one thing to be thankful, it kind of transcends like to all my family and all my friends, because I'm so grateful for the people that are in my life right now. And where I am today, I know I'm exactly where I'm meant to be. So I'm super thankful for that.
It made me cry. Ray.
Love you, Jess.
Okay, do you want me to go? I'll go. I'll say something. So along the same lines is I feel like I've really been praying a lot over the last year for discernment, and that again, just having that dialed in a little bit better has not only strengthened my faith, but also just discernment when it comes to friends, when it comes to people in your life, when it comes to being okay to let go and not have to have quantity over quality. And even just with my family, with our kids, really figuring out what's the most important thing to us. Is it experiences over stuff? You know, just discernment in life, that when we're so busy, when there's so much noise around us, it's really easy to not focus on that. So I feel like unplug the noise and there you are. I mean, it's a good thing. We're going to look back in 10 years and it's going to be funny because of, you know, the toilet paper shortage. It's going to be, it's going to be sad because of people we've lost. It's going to be funny because of the irrational thinking of so many people. But in the end, I think we'll value what we've all gone through in this year and hopefully come out of it even just that much better.
Yeah, oh my God, it's so nice. You guys make me cry. Okay, how about you, Ray?
I'm going to make you cry, Jessica. Number one, I'm thankful for my boys. And then honestly, like every single person that's been in my life, my support system, I'm super grateful for. Yeah. It's been a crazy couple of years and I wouldn't be here I am today without them. Like every single person that has come into my life has taught me something and I do feel grateful for that.
Aww. Yeah. It's
so what about you, Jess? What about you, Jess?
Yeah, Jess.
Hold on, I can't. No, I think seriously, it's really knowing God. You know, it's what is that, Ray? We went hiking, Raylene and I, and I'm explaining to her how, you know, friends should be there for you. You know, like how I was running and running and running, going through the storm, and I was at the edge of the, I think, well, you were there when we talked about this. I was in the edge of the mountain of whatever, and there was nobody that I would, you know, that I can hang on to. There's only one stem, and I was already at the edge, and then I just heard God, and God was there, my faith was there, and I was able to climb up that, you know, that edge again and be there. And this is what actually I have learned recently that I want to share with you guys. You know, like how there's this, I actually saw this when I was praying one day, and it says there that you want to reach the top of the mountain, not for everyone to see you, but you want to reach the top of the mountain so you can see everyone, everybody. So now, before, I was like, I wanted to be successful in life. I wanted to, you know, to be up there and to, you know, just so I can prove something to myself that, hello, even if I didn't graduate college, even if English is my second language, I'll be able, you know, to achieve something. It's for me, just so I can prove something. But now it totally changed. Now I want to be up there. I want to reach the top because I really want to see everyone who is going through the same thing that I went through. Yes. And really be able to,
you know,
be able to help women who are really struggling. And we are going to start, by the way, we are going to start, Ray, you should say that we're going to start our maybe hopefully next year.
Yeah, business partners.
Yeah, we are going to start. All of us who are going to start a retreat and help, you know, women, and hopefully this will happen. You know, and then hopefully, my God,
it will happen.
Yeah, it will happen, and then we'll be able to help women who are suffering through, you know, mentally and with our whatever marriages and stuff, and I promise God that if I make money from my from my e-commerce, when I make money from my e-commerce, I will have giveaways on the Polish Woman.
Let me jump in real quick while you blow your nose, Jess. One thing that hi everyone who's listening, this is Max. I'm Jess. One thing that I'm super grateful while Jess collects herself is that through all of Jess's storms, God did not leave her nor forsake her. And that he said, you're mine. And that no matter what she went through this year, through hell and high water, God pulled her up, pulled her out, and said, not mine, I'm using you. And so I'm super proud that God took you, Jess, and molded you and made you into, really, this year I think you defined the Polish Woman, because you have been through so much this year. God just took and polished you even more so that you would be able to lead his army into saying, you know, women who are going through their struggles and their tribute and their trials, you can turn them into tribulation. So I'm grateful for that for you, Jess. So carry on.
Thank you. Oh my gosh. Thank you so much. Oh my God. Okay, last one. You can promote anything. Are you promoting anything? Promote your business. Ray has a new book. Melissa will have, can I say it?
Oh, just things in the work.
Yes, things in the work. Yeah. And then I think, Lindsay, you're going to have, Lindsay, what are you up to?
Things in the works.
Lindsay, you're right. Just wait on that.
Okay, there will be good stuff right now. Yeah, and then Raylene, you have your book.
Yeah, my book should be out before Christmas. I don't have an exact date yet, but I'm super grateful. It's fiction, romance, and inspired by some things that have happened in my life, but it'll be interesting. A little bit faith-based too.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun. You have to come back to our show for that. Yeah. We'll give one giveaway for your book, huh?
Oh, yeah, we can do a lot of giveaways.
Yes. And how about you, Mel?
Oh, yeah, you know what? Well, new things are happening. It's unfolding in the next, few months. But
yes.
Really, really excited to just not be afraid anymore to put newness out into the world and do good in the world.
Yes, I love it.
What about you, Jess?
Yes.
I have something in the works. Can't mention yet. But I'm going to have my e-commerce, the Polished Woman e-commerce. And remember, whatever money I make there, I will share this to the Polished Woman viewers. I will do giveaways. Yeah, for the glory of God, especially for women. I wanna start helping women who are suffering from mental illness, and I will support you for therapy. So thank you so much, girls. I love you so much.
I love you. Cheers. Shall we cheers?
Oh wait, I wanna end this show with Thanksgiving prayer.
Yes.
Here's first. For friends.
Cheers. Pellegrino.
Okay. Lindsay. Okay. Can you all please, ladies, join us to pray for Thanksgiving?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Father God, we come before you with such grateful hearts. We're just so thankful for our relationship together, our relationship with you, Lord. And despite 2020 being comically the worst year ever, just the growth that's come out of it. Again, the friendships, the refining, the polished women that we are continuing to become, Lord, just it's all because of you. You have promised us that this world is not going to last, right? That our entire life is not here. It's in eternity with you, Lord. And it's that promise of life ever after that we cling to when things are at its worst. And I just pray for continued health for all of us, for family, our friends, everyone listening, Lord, that you will continue to work in all of our lives, that you will bless us with wonderful Thanksgivings with our friends and our family, and just to keep our hearts open and happy and our eyes focused on you, Lord. Thank you so much. Amen.
Amen. Oh my God. Thank you so much, guys. I love you, Jess. And happy Thanksgiving to all of you. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone. And remember, I see you, I hear you, and I love you all. Thank you. Give love to the next person that you see after watching and listening to our podcast. Bye. Thank you.
Bye, Jess.
Through faith I found love, with love I found home, the polished woman.